One. Hi everybody. Today it is an honor and privilege to have with me a very wonderful person who is actually working as a data engineer in TTEC Digital. Otherwise, earlier he has worked with many other companies besides Infosys. Isn't it wonderful? So we have a person who knows many softwares, many technologies, and is here with us. So please welcome on the virtual stage, Alok. Most welcome.
Thank you, Richa.
So if I look at your resume, I can figure out that you have done a lot as far as softwares are concerned, technologies are concerned. So, like talking about SQL, Python, how come these things are picking up so much these days? These things are really in trend, isn't it? So, why is it?
Right. So the demand for the modern world is quickness,
Yes.
reliability, as well as handiness. So with that respect, SQL is one of the most powerful tool that was ever developed. You want to figure out how your business is performing, you need SQL. You want to make some transactions, or you want to set up some transaction systems like what we have in Big Bazaar or Reliance or anything else, you need SQL. Because and it's easy to learn SQL and develop upon it. Same goes with Python as well. Python has become such a universal language now. You want to do whatever you want to do, there is somebody who has already done that. They have created a package that you can import and you can use. So because everybody is using it, it has become something that everybody must use now.
Oh, wonderful. So you have worked with Mindtree, Infosys, as well as TTEC. So what was
Yeah.
your role with the Mindtree company?
My role has been universal throughout my career to be a data engineer. As a data engineer, I build pipelines, set up data for something as BI, that is business intelligence, or campaigns to understand how campaigns are running.
Okay, so I like the word the moment you said you are universal because every person, whenever you start working, you are expected to be like omnipresent. You need to be ready for multitasking and to take up so many roles. So, was there any challenge for you like working with these companies? What has been the most challenging situation, whether it was with Mindtree, Infosys, or the current company?
The challenging situation is always when the project starts. We don't know really what to do. All the requirements that we get from the people who are above us are very, I would say, not so clear, very abstract. So digging deep, understanding. It could be that you have to build a Power BI system. For example, I work for Adidas from both Mindtree and Infosys, and they have this Power BI system. They have data scattered towards digital self. They have in Qualtrics. They have data in SAP HANA. So figuring out how to bring all this into one place that we call it, well, in technical jargon, we call it as data warehouse or data lakes. Now, how to bring that, figuring out all that, that is really challenging to start with. Then what are the data models that you are going to use? Because when you build a Power BI system, business intelligence system, it's going to last for about 5 to 10 years. So you have to make a system that can be resilient for that much of time.
I'm sure. So I'm sure that it must have been a teamwork. One person just cannot take up so much, isn't it?
Right, yes.
So how do you manage like coordinating with your team? Has there been any problems as such?
Yeah, so we used to have problems with that in the past, not in my tenure. There was something called waterfall model where you get requirement, then some teams work on some aspect, the other team works on other aspect,
Other
and
aspect.
they are all disconnected. When you want to bring everything together after 2 years and you realize, oh, it's just not working.
So
Luckily for us,
according to you, what are the two things or what are the two skills that can help you to have a better coordination with the team?
It's not about skill, I would say. It's about the process that needs to be better. And lucky for all of us, we have something called Agile. In Agile, we work with all the teams together on small tasks, not the bigger one at once. So this way we are coordinating with everyone. So for example, in my team, when I used to work with Mindtree for Adidas, we had someone called who was a specialist in MicroStrategy, building up the dashboards. I was working as a data engineer. Clients was involved, product owner, the sprint, I forgot the names, sprint something. So all these people used to meet every day, even weekly and monthly, to decide what to work on, what has they been working on, are there any challenges that anyone else can help with. So everybody working together, that was the most efficient way to deliver products, and we were very fast.
So I'm sure it's been more than 6 years that you have been working with the machines. Am I right? And
Yes.
don't take it in the other way, but I have been hearing a statement like people say that the ones who work with machine, they are not empathetic. They just don't know what are feelings and emotions. Is it like that?
Well, to be honest, I am little less empathetic. That might be manufacturing defect. I'm not sure. Maybe that's
Okay.
why I like my job. I truly love. I can think like computers. Because we get how computers works are, they divide a bigger problem into multiple chunks and they solve it.
Yes,
That is
yes.
exactly how I think when I have a problem at my hand. So maybe
Wonderful.
I can
So
empathize
you
with
have learned
computers.
a good strategy with by working with machines. So please remember, my friends, if you feel your problem is too big, so divide it into smaller pieces. You'll be able to solve each piece very nicely. So don't feel that it is too big. Nothing is impossible in life. At the same time, I would like to understand something about what is this company TTEC? Is it an acronym or how is it like? What is the name?
So TTEC started some 40 years ago. Its original name was Teletech,
Okay.
and it has a very funny story. The CEO, the founder, was trying to connect with some organization for which he was a customer, and he couldn't connect with them properly. He couldn't set forth his grievances. So he formed this company that will primarily focus on the customer experience, how to give the best experience to customers. It
Okay.
was Teletech. Then back then it was mostly telephone technologies, but with time there was more innovation in digitals, and we have clouds and all that. So Teletech name doesn't make sense as of today, so they renamed it to TTech,
TTEC.
and we are one of the subsidiary of TTech, that is TTech Digital, where we are
Wonderful.
primarily focused on the software part of it.
Wonderful. So I would like to understand what do you mean when you write that it is post-production support?
Right. When we work in anything like campaigning or business intelligence, we build up something. Let's say we build in Python, we build in Power BI, and these things are always evolving. You always have a new version of Python coming in for every 6 months or so. Same thing happens with Power BI, same it happens with other technologies. Because of all that, you need somebody to adjust your codes. And it can even happen that whatever you have written is not that efficient because of the restriction on the code. But with the new version, you can write it better. You can make it more efficient, more powerful, more resilient. So that's what
Absolutely.
it is
Absolutely.
about.
And for a layman, how will you explain the data pipelines? How do you define
Right.
that?
Okay. If you want to make a decision, if I have to describe it very generic, let's say I'm the Prime Minister of India and I want to make a good decision for the benefit of the country. So I need to know a lot of things. I need to know the population. I need to know the GDP. I need to know how people are doing. I need to know the health data, how people's health are, their ages are, say, census data. All of this might not be at one place. They will be scattered throughout multiple systems. But I need to bring everything at once, so that I can look at it as if it's a dashboard, just like car dashboard. In car, you see everything, whether you have
Everything.
fuel. So that's what a dashboard is. You bring data from various systems, You put it in one place. We used to call it the data warehouse in old terms. Now, in with the advent of big data, we call it as data lake. You put it there. Then, so bringing the data from the source to your final destination where you will do your analysis at once is called data pipelining.
And how do you differ between data is like structured, semi-structured, and unstructured? What do you mean by that?
Data is structured when you have something called table and row, a table where you have columns and rows. Like census data, you have
Yeah,
like
got it.
persons.
It is
Semi-structure
properly
is some
organized.
organized. Semi-structure is where it is little organized. It could be so there is no table column data because sometimes one person may have more than one sons, more than one children. So how you cannot put that in the same row. If you have one, you cannot put the details of the children in one single row. So you have to split it. In that case, it becomes semi-structured. We store it in JSON or mapping. Unstructured data, we are full of unstructured data. We are actually providing right now to the unstructured world that is in video format. So this is the unstructured one.
And what do you mean by trend analysis?
Trend analysis, as in understanding how, I can explain in the Adidas domain where it is retail, online retail company. So trend analysis is understanding what kind of subcategories or categories are more into trend. It could be apparel, it could be shoes. What kind of shoes are more into what sales are happening? So understanding the sales with the timeline is basically trend.
Now I see that you have done so many projects. So I would like to know something relating to this vehicle owners engagement project of yours. How was your experience? What was your learning?
This is a very interesting project. It's based out of General Motors, where they might find some defect in their vehicles. For example, there was Takata defect. The seat belts, sorry, the airbags were not had some glasses in it. So if the airbag opens, instead of saving people, it would actually kill them.
Oh,
So
my.
what GM has to do was start a recall. In recall, they will ask the people nicely that please come in. We will do the service of your vehicle free of cost. But as of you know, humans are lazy by nature, so they wouldn't come even if it is free. So how to attract them? How to make sure that they get the message that it's very serious and they have to bring their vehicles? Now understanding, I mean, so for to do that, we launch campaigns. So campaigns, we send mails. The physical mail that they have, couriers. We call them through robots or through agents. We send them emails. Now, understanding in this project, we try to basically understand what is working for what kind of customer. For example, if somebody is above 50 or 60, they might not be interested in the email records. They might not even check their emails. If we call them or we send them a DM, direct mail, they're most likely to cooperate with us. So this project is all about understanding and maximizing the recalls, the repairs for the customers.
I came to know that you have done your Bachelor of Technology from IIT Dhanbad. So do you remember anything when you were there relating to your student life?
Oh, I remember everything.
Any one incident which you would like to share?
What do you want me to say, good or bad?
Anything you may share.
One iconic event happened in my first year. Previously, everything was governed by the people, the student itself, the messes where we had our lunch and dinner. But in our first year, they gave it to the private owners for some reason.
The vendor.
So that was obviously something not acceptable to our seniors. So in that, during mid-semester exam in February 2013, we had lots of strike, and we used to say that "भूख लगी है खाना दो." Even we, alongside that, I can remember another protest. So it was not always IIT. We fought for it and got the tag because the admission process was same. We are the oldest college. We got even before most of the IITs. We were formed in 1926. So we held a lot of protests. I remember some of our friends from south of India. We would say we want IIT. They would say Kavali Kavali, IIT Kavali. You didn't understand, but we understood that yeah, it is something to related to our cause. That was fantastic. We even went to Delhi for protest.
Oh my God. So it was there for a longer period of time, huh? So I
Yeah.
hope you have joined your alumni also.
Yes.
Good. So I see that you have done online certifications as well. Do you think they are really like valuable if you do something online? Does it have some value addition?
That depends because if you just listen to the videos and get attendance, then it might not benefit you. But there are many courses which have proper assignments where you have to work, you have to finish this, and you cannot finish it unless you understand it thoroughly. So
Yes.
in that case, if you do hands-on, you follow up with the videos, then it does make sense. However, speaking from experience, I got my first training in Infosys that was in the classroom. I would say it is 2 times better as compared to online because in online you can do anything. But in class, you don't have any other option. You have to do.
Yes, absolutely right. So when you say that whenever you are learning something, the main idea should be understanding and implementing the knowledge, whatever you do, whether it is online or offline. Otherwise, it will be just a waste of time and money. So you love to read books, fiction and non-fiction. So which was the last book you read?
Currently, I'm still reading The Lord of the Rings. That's a very famous book from my favorite author, J.R.R. Tolkien's. So I'm into the second part of it.
Have you watched the movie also?
Many times.
Many times.
I'm fascinated with Tolkien. So I started last winter. I thought that I will read every book of Tolkien. So I started with the first one he wrote, that is The Hobbit. I finished that. I read The Silmarillions. It's very difficult to pronounce for me.
Yes.
Now I'm into The Lord of the Rings.
Oh, good. So I see that the best thing that you like to write is Now Comes the Dawn. Please
Yeah.
elaborate. Why is it very favorite for you?
It's from the Silmarillions. So in Silmarillions, there is a story of children of Ur. Something very tragic happens there, and the character has to die. Before he dies, he writes, says that now comes the night and he kills himself. Now, that
Oh.
was not what I wanted to write. In this year starting, I had a huge setback. Then, from Feb to May, I took time to heal. And in May, I feel like, yeah, I have overcome whatever has happened to me this year. Then I thought about this sentence.
Good.
Something bad happened to Hurin's son, but something good happened to me. I rise out of it. So now comes the dawn. And I'll share with you, dawn is my favorite word.
Good. Good to hear that. Now, do you believe that we are ourselves capable of healing? We don't require any external sources. Do you believe in that?
Yes, we can heal ourselves, but it might take more time. If we have good support, we will heal faster. Just like teacher, if we learn something alongside a mentor or a teacher, we learn pretty quickly. But if we do it on our own, it might take a lot of time.
So, my
So
dear
we can
friends,
heal.
this reminds me again that every time you must have a mentor to check whether you are going in the right direction and also to nourish you, to take care of you. It's like, taking care of the plants or the buds so that they can bloom properly. Isn't it, Alok?
Correct.
So, do you remember anybody or do you have a mentor in your life?
Yeah, I have multiple mentors actually, both in Toastmasters or in sports as well as work life. So I ask them current the trends, what I should learn, where should I go. So you should always have a mentor if you want to be successful in
Very
every
good.
aspect of your life.
Absolutely. And we should also take it like noted down somewhere that sometimes one mentor is not enough. See, I have got some things in my IT, so I can't expect a Toastmaster to help me, isn't it? So I need to have
Right.
somebody who's from the IT background. So if you need something on communication or leadership, then you can get hold of a person who's a Toastmaster. So you should be able to figure out who is the right mentor for you. So if given a chance to change one thing from your life, what would it be?
I'll be very blunt here. I don't think I will change anything. I watched a lot of time travel movie, and I understand if we change one thing, we cannot expect everything else to remain same. They will also have some domino effect, and then we'll not have what I'm having now. It might be worse. I don't know. So it's better to accept what has already happened and always look forward, because you can always change future. You cannot change past, to be frank.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, my dear friends, just pause here and write something in the comment. What is it that you would like to change? And in case you are happy about your life, then please do write yes, a big yes. So, any message would you like to give to the people who are going to enter the IT industry? What is the message that you would like to give?
So the basic message will be, if you want to be good at your job in IT, you have to be very good at solving problems. The joy of solving problems should give you the sleepless nights. It should be like that, because it's all about solving problems with technology. Next thing is, you should be good with using the tools, just connecting the dots from different things. You have to cross skill, and in whatever aspect we want to diversify ourselves. It's everywhere, whether it's a health sector or job or even wealth management. You have to diversify, so learn a lot of tools, because you never know, the learning from one tool, the thought process of one tool might help you in another tool. Even if it doesn't directly help,
Absolutely.
the thought process will
Absolutely.
definitely help you. So diversify and be very good at problem solving. Have a very
Very
good
good.
logical thinking.
And what is success for you?
Success for me is not being worried about the future. I mean, I should be settled. I should be secure that, no matter what happens, I will be able to take care of myself.
Good. I like this answer. So, if you are ready to cope up with every kind of situation in life, whether it is good or not so good, so Alok believes that you will be considered as a successful person. So, what is it that you are waiting for? Please do listen very carefully, watch this video carefully, note down the key learnings, and implement every learning in your life. So, stay connected and keep learning. Thanks a lot, Alok, for sparing your valuable time. It was a pleasure having you, and we learned so many things. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. It was my pleasure as well.
Thank you.